broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Bringing you Kaya Biz this week. Good friend of the shows, Nzingaling, as I call her. Nzingakunt is her full name.
I'm a serious person, please. Address me appropriately.
Come on. This is a serious Monica. How?
Very good morning.
How's it going?
Very good. Thank you, Caesar. How are you?
No, I'm well, thanks. So, U.S. President Donald Trump, you know, he's obviously, these tariffs, we've been speaking about them for the past 3 to 4 months now. They've affected everything, and now they're beginning to affect furniture as well.
Yeah. So U.S.-based furniture companies, Caesar, which rely on imports, have seen a decline in their shares after Trump announced a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and a 30% levy on upholstered furniture. That country relies quite heavily on imports from China, Mexico, and Vietnam, and they don't quite have the manufacturing capacity to produce what they import. So prices of furniture are set to increase in an unsustainable way that side.
Mm. Okay. So here's my thing, right? There's a report that came out that I think I want to caution people against, because I guess in theory it's correct, but I don't know, right? So this report says, specifically in South Africa, watches are a better investment than property.
Yeah, I'm with you on the skepticism there, Caesar. So let's talk about the report first. It's a Clear Shopping Index that says that luxury watches are emerging as a more affordable investment than real estate in South Africa, which is struggling to keep up with inflation. We know we can feel that in our pockets on a month-to-month basis. Now, according to that report, people are said to look to watches as they deliver higher returns, easier liquidity, and fewer costs. I think, yeah, let's just share the skepticism on that report. It's nice when people come out with these numbers, but yeah, don't go now trying to buy Rolexes instead of, you know, property or flats because you think there's going to be a better investment. Let's take a quick look at the market. These were U.S. markets extended gains at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 0.7%, S&P 500 adding 0.6%. And the Nasdaq Composite Index increasing 0.4%. When we go to Asia, markets there are mainly higher in early trade. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index up 1.4%. Japan's Nikkei dropping 0.7%. And the Shanghai Composite Index 0.1% up. In South Africa, the JSE was mainly higher at the closing bell on Friday. The All Share Index gaining about 0.8%. Currencies in the last hour, the rand trading at 17.30 rand to the dollar, 23.21 rand to the pound sterling, and 20.28 rand to the euro. When we're looking at Bitcoin, it's trading at $111,891. And finally, looking at the commodities markets, gold's trading at $3,801 an ounce, platinum at $1,622 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $69.73. I leave it there for now. I'll be back from 6 to 8, signing in for Google and Kaya Biz tonight.
Thank you very much. That is Nzinga Kunta.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.